The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Subject that we've kind of avoided talking about on air because we didn't want to get anybody down, but it is the topic of conversation up and down this country. It always is, but I think it particularly is at the moment. And it is the weather. Now, I know the sun is shining in some parts of the country today, but that is just a welcome reprieve from the dark and gloomy skies we've gotten used to. Jim Elliott is with me, the comedian. He's in studio. Isolde White, psychotherapist and author. And Mary McCarthy, columnist at the Irish Independent as well. Jim, is it getting you down?
I'm taking a bath, Kieran. I invested heavily in sunscreen lotion at the beginning of the summer.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that's my pension down the drain.
You're like those people who kept pumping money into hand sanitizer when after the vaccine was developed.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I had to take a shot. You know what I mean?
It is kind of grim, though, isn't it? I don't want to get people down and be moaning about it, but it is what everybody is talking about.
Well, and also, let's not forget, the one thing that Irish people love doing more than talking about the weather is moaning. So if you want to look at it like that, we've had a wonderful opportunity all summer for fantastic conversation.
The Venn diagram here is a perfect overlap between moaning and the weather. I like it. Okay,
yeah,
I see. What gets me down more than the rain, per se, is how dark it is.
The grey.
Yeah, the grey, I think.
It even sucks the...
If every day was showery, I'd live with it as long as there was sunshine in between.
Sunshine in between, yeah, because the grey takes away the one best part about the Irish summer, which is how bright it is late in the evening. But when it feels like the cloud cover is a mile thick and it starts 10 feet above the ground,
yeah, exactly.
There's nothing to it.
The second story of your house has disappeared.
Exactly. But the other thing, too, there's a benefit to it. Because I don't know if you noticed, anytime we have a great summer here in Ireland, it only kicks in the second after you step off the plane wherever you've gone on holiday.
Yeah. Well, do you know what is awful, though? We were away in the UK last week visiting and it was terrible weather. And this is such an Irish attitude. We said to each other about four or five times, at least it's crap at home as well.
At least it's crap at home as well. See, exactly. The people talk a lot of smack about begrudgery, but sometimes it can come around on the other side. Sometimes begrudgery is in your corner.
And the other thing now we've started to do here is that it's so bad here that friends who are going to kind of southern Europe, we're kind of looking up the forecast going, oh, see, that's too hot now. 40
see,
degrees.
Too hot.
We're relishing the fact that it's kind of 40 plus degrees
exactly.
in southern Europe.
Because
that's
exactly
just
where you want to be. It's too cold here. It's too hot everywhere else.
Isolde White, I mentioned, is on the line as well, the psychotherapist. Isolde, beyond kind of liking to moan and all of that, there's a value, isn't there, in terms of our health, getting a bit of sunshine?
There absolutely is. There's a number of different things that go on. When it's sunny, it actually produces more serotonin in our body, so we feel better. The sunshine helps regulate melatonin, which helps us sleep. And when we're not sleeping well, our mood will drop. And then, of course, there's vitamin D, which we need vitamin D. And the way we get that is we make it through having our skin exposed to sunshine. So vitamin D also helps with mood. So there's a whole sort of trifecta of things going on there that's really lowering our mood.
And I mean, this is something that you hear about kind of in Scandinavian countries a lot, isn't it? That in the really dark and dreary days of winter, the mood can really be lowered. Is it kind of a measurable impact, bad weather here in Ireland?
Well, absolutely. I mean, in our winter, we do have a very high incidence of seasonal affective disorder, which is the technical name for sort of depression that's related to low levels of light, which is what you're talking about in Scandinavia as well. And because we have quite short days and not enough exposure to light, that's happening as well. And so we wouldn't expect to see that level of sort of depression because of gloomy days, but it definitely affects our day-to-day mood in the summertime for many reasons.
Hey, on that topic, can I ask you a question, Doc, while I have you here? Because every winter I'm bombarded with those ads for the UV lights that you put in your house. Not a tanning bed. I'm talking about the thing that's like the size of a microwave, sits on your desk, and it's supposed to blast you with UV light. And they're like, it's the cure to seasonal affective disorders. Are those things a scam?
No, they're not a scam. They're proven to work for most people. But
no
most,
kidding.
What happens is, yeah, lots of people, though, find it difficult to get themselves to sit in front of one for the required 20 minutes.
Ah.
So you have to have some change. Behavior change, but for the majority of people with seasonal affective disorder, they really do work.
Well, shoot, I might have to invest in one of those then.
I'm fascinated because I don't know what you're talking
You've
about.
You've never seen those?
No, which just tells me.
They're not really UV lights. They're daylight. They recreate daylight.
It's just
in a lamp indoors, and you can put it on your desk, and while you're working at your desk, it's sort of shining light on your face. and it mimics the effect of being in sunlight.
You know what it looks like? It looks like those, you remember those old boxes of light that a doctor in an x-ray in an old movie would slap the x-ray up on it and be like, see, it's fractured here. It looks like that, except you sit it on your desk.
Do you know why I'm fascinated, though? Because that's obviously the algorithm responding to something else that you look up. So I just opened my Instagram.
I Google depression constantly, Kieran. I'm a comedian. What do you want from me?
The first ad that appears to me is a place selling flower bulbs.
Flower bulbs? You see, that's you in your garden.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Mary McCarthy is with us as well. Mary, how are you surviving the bad weather?
Hi, Kieran. How are you? You know, it's funny. It's a fresh disappointment every time when it starts lashing rain. I don't know why we don't get used to it. So we were actually in Connemara for the last few days. And on Wednesday, we went out to Inishbofin and, you know, it was overcast and we had to put on extra hoodies and raincoats. And you literally are wearing your winter clothes. And I sent a picture to a friend in New York and I was sitting on the beach huddled over. And she texted me back going, I would do anything to be where you are because it is like a heat wave in New York at the moment. She's like, it's so hot. And I just felt, you know what, maybe we should appreciate it more. So we went back to our hotel, Kieran, and they have a hot tub beside the sea. I don't know if you've ever been down to Rendell House down in Connemara. It's absolutely amazing. Lashing rain, right? And the kids.